Good morning.
Morning.
Beautiful morning, a little bit of moisture out there. Feels like a Seattle morning, doesn't it? I don't know, I've never lived in Seattle, but I hear this is what it's like. I heard about a coffee shop down the way. Three men walked in. The first man was named Future. The second man was named Present. The third man was named Past. They walked into the coffee shop. It was tense. Future tense, past tense. Put our brains in, get ourselves going, get ourselves awake. Announcements, we gather most of the announcements on the back of the bulletin, not a lot going on that's new and different than what we're normally about. Paya, I don't see her right now, but I don't know that we have any other announcements. Do you have any announcements that we need to make this morning as we are about preparing? Who can remind me where our next mission opportunity at Just Grill, which day? Nope. We do have an opportunity. All you have to do is go to Just Grill and eat, and a portion of what you, of your tab, the restaurant refunds back to us as a mission opportunity. Be aware also that UM Corps, if you want to designate a check to something specific, whether it be the earthquake in Morocco or floods or fires, you can do any or all of those. But if you want to just give to UM Corps so that they can use it where they need to do so, just put that in the plate. We'd be happy to make sure that gets to them. Are there other announcements? Anything else that we need to be about as we're about? Jim Latah has something he wants to share here. Go ahead, Jim.
I do.
Didn't you have your hand up?
I was saying hi.
Oh, you were just saying hi. No. Never mind.
My granddaughter Dominique is here with her two little ones, Leah and Mateo.
Leah and Mateo, hello. Glad to have all of you here. And yes, thank you for keeping an eye on Grandpa, great-grandpa. Somebody needs to keep an eye on him all the time. Other things by way of announcements? If not, stand up, wave hello to one another. Let's be prepared for our call to worship. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it on? Good morning. Let's do the call to worship right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time on and forevermore. The Lord raised the poor from the depths and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes of his people. God gives the lonely people a home, making them members of God's people. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on heavens and earth? Praise the Lord. I'd like to have you join me now in the hymn, Honor and Praise in Your Faith We Sing, book 218. 2018.
Adore you in all of our days. We
Please be seated. Our scripture today is from Ezekiel, chapter 33, verses 7 through 11, and it's found on the Old Testament in the Pew Bible on pages 554 and 754 and 755. So you mortal, I have made a sentinel for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you will give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn them, the wicked, to turn from their ways, the wicked shall die from their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die from their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now you, mortals, say to the house of Israel, thus have you said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
By way of our prayer time, on the back of the bulletin you find our ongoing prayer list. To be aware, Ruby Freeman is up and walking. She says she makes a journey from one room to the other and then sits, and then makes the journey back, and it's the beginning of her recuperation after a broken hip. So she is in better spirits. She was pretty down about not being mobile, but funny thing about human beings, we are finite, are we not? Doggone it. We grow old. Other concern I want to lift, the people of Marrakesh in that area of Morocco, over 2,000 fatalities at this point. They have small villages that they have not yet even been able to reach because of the damage from what was the magnitude? I want to say 8.5, but it may have been 6.5. Melba says 7.2, so I was close. I was right, you know, on both sides there. Nonetheless, that is a severe earthquake. And of course, have you ever had to endure building codes and go through getting permits and things for anything? It's always such a headache. But those building codes are one of the reasons they don't have building codes where this was, and that's part of the reason that the devastation is so severe. They just are not prepared for such. So, just a little sidelight there. Prayers for those other concerns that we want to lift before us. I'd like to lift one last prayer, and that is for Rich Schneer's sanity. He's been working with plumbers to resolve some plumbing issues in the basement, and he spent a lot of hours here, and the plumbers would say they were going to be here and haven't been able to meet those times. And so it's, Richard, thank you for the hours you've put in. You're a saint, and prayers for your sanity. Other concerns, other things by way of concerns. Michael Renee Verone.
Hello. Actually, not a prayer request. I just want to make sure that you all take the time to look at these gardens that these folks, men and women, donate to take care of our gardens. They are spectacular.
Take care of our what?
Gardens. Sorry. Gardens, you know, like the flowers. And
oh, the garden.
Landscaping. Thank you.
thank you, yes. And those who continue to do that work, to maintaining our grounds and all of that, thank you. Others, any other prayer concerns you want to lift this morning as we gather and begin? By way of birthdays and anniversaries and milestones, Colleen Blake, I believe, is going to be 22, is that right? Stephanie? Colleen, 22, this? I'm so sorry, yes, indeed. So Colleen has a birthday, but I don't think she's going to be 22.
No.
So Colleen Blake on Monday. Nicole was last Friday. Lauta was Saturday. Wednesday, Shirley Tracy has a birthday. Saturday, Casey Clark has a birthday. And then we get to the following week of the 17th, so we'll hold those until next week. Other birthdays, special moments, special joys. Having family is a special joy. We're grateful that Jim has, and somebody to keep an eye on him. That's always a help for us here. The Broncos are playing. I'm not sure if that's a prayer of concern or celebration. Maybe both. Pardon me? Oh, Richard, I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
That's okay. I just wanted to be sure in our prayers that we remember the significance of tomorrow, September 11th, 22 years ago.
It doesn't seem like it's been 22 years, does it? And you're right, Richard, I completely forgot that tomorrow is 9/11. We all remember where we were. It's one of those milestones, and it has changed our world. It has changed how we are. If any of you have flown on an airplane since then, you can see it most drastically. But prayers that out of that comes some peace and some resolutions on our world stage. Could I get an amen for that? Amen. All right. Thank you, Richard. Others? If not, let's turn to our unison prayer printed in your worship bulletin. Let us read responsively. Most loving and gracious God, our Lord, our Master, our friend, we are here before you. Great God, we are here seeking your love and care for the concerns we have lifted aloud and in silence. Be with those who are hurting. Be with our nation. Be with those who are far from home. Lord, gather us all into your home. Master, we ask that you guide us back to you wherever we may be in mind, body, or spirit. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, we come before you as your people gathered. Open our eyes to be aware of our brothers and sisters everywhere. It is so easy to see only within our confines of our church, our family, our homes, or even our city. Open our eyes to people who are your children in Marrakesh, who are in Alaska, still suffering from wildfires, Canada, people enduring flooding, hurricanes, tsunamis, all of the incredible acts of nature that are a part of this earthly existence. And as we lift our prayers for all of our brothers and sisters, we celebrate your gift of humanity to all of us and your gift of diversity. I thank you for all of the different ways that we have been brought together, the experiences of our past that we can share with one another and celebrate. We celebrate the bounty of families, progeny, sons and daughters and
grandsons and granddaughters and great grandsons and granddaughters. We celebrate the harvest. As we begin that season, we pray for those who feed the world, farmers, whose livelihood is chancy at best, and who risk to be able to reap the harvest that you provide. They feed us, and we so rarely acknowledge them. Lord God, be with them. Keep them safe. Help them to know our prayers, and help them to continue on journeys that sometimes feel overwhelming. Lord, we lift our gathering here, and we lift our brothers and sisters gathered through the internet, virtually, all across the country. People and families that will be able to share in worship in this body of Burns Memorial today and in later times when they are able, that we all might gather together to lift you, to celebrate your love and care for us, and that we might all be able to pray together. As we gather, we remember how Jesus taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer, and we gather saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Again, I want to encourage you to give generously to UM Corps. We are a prosperous people. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that, and it seems like the bills just keep coming, and yet we have homes and clothes, too many clothes, food, and sometimes too much food, and prosperity all around us, and there are others in need. I encourage us all to be aware of our opportunity to share with one another. The offering plates are not passed. They are in the narthex, as is our current custom. I'm going to ask Barbara if she'll share our offertory.
If you will join me now in the reading of the scriptures for the New Testament, and if you feel comfortable standing as we read this, please join me. The scripture is Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" And Peter said, "Yes, he does." And when he came home, Jesus spoke of it first, asking, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of earth take toll or tribute? From their children or from others?" Then Peter said, "From others." And Jesus said to him, then the children are free. However, so that we do not give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for you and me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God.
Come on, Stephanie. Come on, Bo. Come on, young kiddos. Anybody that is willing to come up here and participate in the Vacation Bible School song, it's a fun and easy one. As Mike pointed out, it's kind of jazzy. So if you want to come and dance, come on down. Who was it used to say that? Bob Barker? Come on down. Holly's helping us too, so all right. Go ahead, Bo, whenever you're ready, buddy. Amen. Thank you. Sit down. Take a rest after that good aerobic workout. Is that right? Is this nothing in American Sign? They're nothing. I thought this was... No, that's another symbol. Thank you for that. My dear daughter, Corinne... The one we lost to COVID, New American Sign. She was really cute. She normal hearing, but somehow American Sign Language was just fun for her.
And whenever she got hit on by boys, she would pretend that she was deaf. And it would start, they would leave. She loved being able to run boys off. Married, two kiddos. We miss her. What do you think about that? The hurricanes going on? West Coast, East Coast, middle of the Atlantic, an earthquake, floods, fires. And then we have all the other stuff going on. We have, is it just that I'm coming of an age where I pay attention to the news? I don't remember things being this wild and woolly when I was a kid. But it could be that I just didn't ever pay attention to the news. And I had a hint of that the other day. I was watching something that reminded or went back to remember the 60s. Turmoils of the 60s and riots and stuff. I did not know any of that as a kid growing up. We were in rural western Colorado. And so there was no sense of riots and fires and all of the things going on. And so but the unease that's going on, and I know a lot of people that are feeling that same way. And I saw on the internet there's a fellow who is building his own Mars habitat. And he's going to build this with that's self-contained, have its own oxygen, its own food, its own everything. So he can live in this for some period of time. He's convinced he can build this. And I don't know if that's going to happen. At any rate, I think he's also building himself an internet channel, and they make money, you know, from doing these videos. But I had to think about that for a moment, and there's a part of me that is ready to just check out and go and live in a Mars habitat, completely secluded from the world. Anybody ever get that feeling? Am I the only one, or just sometimes you just want to go to another planet, go somewhere else, get away from it all? I have good and bad news. The bad news is we cannot live. We cannot leave. As Christians, as children of God, we're supposed to be here. And we're supposed to be in the middle of the thick of things. This is kind of an amazing thing. That first scripture that was out of Ezekiel, if you were following along in your Bible, Ezekiel speaking God's word to the people, the prophet Ezekiel, one of the five great and major prophets, says, if you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in iniquity, but your blood I will require at your hand. Holy mackerel. So if these people misbehave, and I can't just say, God will take care of you, you'll get yours, which is true. God's justice always comes. And we can say that, but if we don't step up and say, you need to know. You need to know that there will be an accounting. If we do not speak to warn the wicked, our blood will be required. That's the bad news. And the worst part of that is that there are some people that are more than willing to become the rule police. Have you ever met people like that? The ones that are just more than willing to tell you all the things you're doing wrong and correct you every step of the way along the way. When I first moved here, there was this huge evergreen bush in my front yard. Somewhere in the middle of it was my postal box. And nobody had ever trimmed this. The people that owned the house before me rented it out, and the renters did not take care of any sort of gardening. So this bush, postal box, there was a hole. You could look in there and see it. And somehow the postal people were allowing this to exist, but it was horrible, this bush. So I ripped it out. And I ripped it out on one of my days off. And the next day, that evening, I got home from work, and there was a notice on my door from the code enforcement people saying, you have so many days to repair this bald spot in your yard. There's a code that says you can't just leave an open bare patch in your lawn. Now, how do you suppose that they found out in less than 24 hours? Well, the neighbors later told me there's a one couple in the neighborhood there that are the self-appointed code police. Anything goes amiss, boy, they're on the phone right now. So they were out, and I was under the gun. I went out and bought some sod and just laid it over the hole until I could reclaim that and make that straightened out. That's the backside of being people that hold other people accountable. There are some who do that overzealously, and that's not what God is calling us to. Those neighbors have since moved away. I might have just worn them out. But I have an amazing neighborhood now. I was thinking about that the other day. I have people from Hispanic people. I have African-American people. I have Ukrainians. I have Asians. I have Indians from India. And I have some other people that I'm not sure where they're from. And it doesn't matter because we all wave to each other. I went out to say hello to somebody one time, and I started talking to them. They just nod their head a lot and kept going. So I knew they didn't speak any English, and that was okay. God made us these diverse people. I'm on a little on a sidetrack there. Let me come back. The scripture goes on to say, when we call these wicked, say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. That's the good news. That's the part of that that says God is willing to draw everybody in. Nobody that has transgressed is beyond God's redemption. And it's calling the people to be non-judgmental. So how do we do that? How do we become so non-judgmental? Jesus on the cross forgives those who crucified him. How can we become that non-judgmental? Our vacation Bible song, I Monday when I have an approximate idea of what my theme is, I email or I text Stephanie and I say, here's the approximate theme. Do you have any Vacation Bible School songs that have that kind of theme in them? And she is amazing. She always comes up with something, and usually that's what we hear. So thank you, Stephanie. Thank you. But we sang that this morning. Nothing can separate me from his love. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And one line, Jesus is the cure for every sin-sick soul. I have to make sure I say that slowly, or else it's Peter Piper, pick, you know how that goes downhill. Jesus, redeeming God, I will save them. So confronting the wicked, telling someone, calling them to account, is not judging them. It's saying, hey, you're going to drown. Let me help you. How can I help you? There's danger here. We need to turn to the one who can save us. And Jesus, of course, our Savior. And we turn to Matthew, the gospel lesson. How many of you have heard that often before? It's not in our lectionary. It isn't read normally in our three-year rotation. That particular pericope, that little chunk in Matthew, and it only exists in Matthew. It is exclusive to his gospel, the paying of the temple tax. Kind of a convoluted, interesting one, and the original language changes it slightly to specify. You see, you ever heard of a drachma? Richard, where do they use drachmas? Greece? Okay, well, and I'm sure you're right. So drachma in Greece, that would make most sense. And so have you ever heard of a drachma, a 2-drachma coin, or a stater? I don't know. I don't know. I am not a numismatist, coin collector, coin aficionado. I don't know my coins well, but they're talking about this in the passage because Jesus will reference this coin as a didrachma, 2-drachma coin or stater. And it pays for two people. And he tells Simon Peter, go to the sea and cast a hook. Take the first fish that comes up. And when you open the mouth, you will find a stater, two or a didrachma coin. Take that and give it to them for my tax and for Simon Peter's tax, for the two of us. Why would Jesus pay the tax? They're calling him to account. The temple tax collectors are saying, does your master pay the temple tax? And Simon Peter says, yes. So there's an interesting discussion going on there. Jesus knows about it and immediately tells them. He says, do you think it's all right? And then they have this interesting congregation. Do the children pay or do others? Well, sadly, the temple tax collectors didn't make their kids pay. If you were relatives of the tax collectors, you didn't have to pay tax. You got off. Others paid the temple tax. So there's some corruption even within the temple. But Jesus points out to Simon Peter that it's okay even amongst that corrupt system, and this is the tax collectors. It's okay, we will do this so that we don't offend anyone. Jesus didn't really oppose the temple. You recall that he risked a lot when he went and cleansed the temple. There was a lot going in there. You remember the money changers and the temple herds and all of those are in there. Well, they were corrupting the system as well. If you went to the temple and you wanted to offer up your offering, you couldn't use Greek or Roman coins. You had to use Hebrew coins. Well, nobody used Hebrew coins, so you had to exchange them. There were little tables there where you could exchange your money for the correct money. But they did the exchange at a rate. They made a profit on exchanging funds for you. That's usury. And that's what was being confronted when Jesus cleansed the temple of the money changers. Giving of money, sharing of money, doing all of those things, Jesus is not criticizing those. In fact, maintaining the temple would have been something he would have approved of, I do believe. That body, which was, as he said, my Father's house. But this human system of collecting the fees to maintain the structure had some corruption. Do you participate in the corruption by paying the taxes? Jesus said, let us do this now so that we give no offense. And that's important, you see, because Jesus is the one who had no sin. Jesus is the one who was sinless in his atonement for humanity. And that's important to recognize. He was the Lamb, innocent, pure, white lamb that was sacrificed for you and me. So we have all of this stuff going on, and Jesus, again, could have said, let's just take all the disciples, let's move out into the wilderness, let's do what John was doing when he went out in the wilderness and ate honey and wrapped himself in horsehair. But Jesus is in the world. And just as Ezekiel said, we are to be in the world as well. We are offering God, and we're to do that lovingly, non-judgmentally, honestly, compassionately, seeking, as God is, the salvation of our brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. Thy word is a lamp. This one may be a little more familiar than that other hymn that we just did, if you're able and comfortable standing. By the way, I need to point out, have you noticed the screen no longer jumps and flickers? I sent the screen and the organ to counseling, and they resolved all of that issue. So there are solutions. Stand if you're able. Thy word. Thank you.
me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a guide unto my path.
Well, brothers and sisters, the week has begun. We have gathered. We've given our worship to God. We are preparing ourselves by putting the Lord first. And we can walk from here now, the Lord by our sides, inspired by his love and care, sharing the good news of Christ. Let's do that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. Join hands. We'll sing our closing. And God's people said,